Ask Kashas now on Shmuel, I think, coming up. And Shmuel held that if you say La'achas Shloshim, if you give money now, it does not work. If it's, the money's not around anymore, it does not work. The Pidyon HaBen does not work. That's what Shmuel holds. Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. These are all our Mishnahs we just learned. Meis B'Seich Lamed Yoyim, if the child dies within 30 days, Afish and Asan L'Kayin, even though you gave the Kayin already, Yaks L'Chamish Lam, you give back. The Kayin has to give back the Chamish Lam because it turned out he was a Chayiv Pidyon HaBen. Time of the Meis. Halay Meis, but I probably would have worked. The case was the money was still around, and then everyone agrees that it'll work the pidyon after 30 days. Toshima says in our mission we just learned the cheskas shloi nifta, it's a chazaka within 30 days that loy nifta ad shiyem lo shnifta until he brings a raya that he was nifta. So what do you see? You see that it works. The money is still be'en after 30 days. So kitza, we did not slug up Shmuel. And Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Yehuda, someone read a brayta from Rabbi Yehuda and it said like this: Apaydas b'noi b'seich shloishim yoyim b'noi padu. If you paid a b'noi within 30 days, you know, before 30 days, it works. On Malay, so Rabbi Yehuda said to this one who was saying over the brayta, Shmuel ama ein b'noi padu v'at amas b'noi padu. Shmuel says, you have a brayta like that, so he told him change the brayta. Tani ein b'noi padu. That's what the Bach books in. He says you have to put the brayta is not b'noi padu. And the Gemara repeats, "Vavakav the Kaimel and Karabi Suri Kshmul Bedini Halcha Helchasaka Hazed Shmuel." Here we still passing like Shmuel that Halcha is that Aim Benoi Padu. So the Gemara writes, "Tell in the Mishnah that when you have two Pidyon Habens in front of you, who liftos Ubenoi liftos?" So it's Machlokes. According to the Tanakama, he goes first. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the son go. You take care of the son first. Tana Rabbanan, who liftos Ubenoi liftos? Who kaidim Ubenoi? That's Tanakama holds. He goes first, takes care of his own needs first, his own pidyon haben first. Or who daim Ubenoi kaidmai? His son takes precedence. Mitzvah sel aviv, because his own pidyon haben is mitzvah on his own father. Mitzvah sel Ubenoi alav, and this is his own mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. The chalikus is not so simple. Hakol maidim heichad leka lachami shlom. Everyone agrees. Only half five shlom. Who kaidim Ubenoi? He takes care of himself first. My time, the mitzvah of the day, to get yourself a nifta is more important. That's better. Everyone agrees to that. Only have five shlom. Keep pligi. You own five shlom yourself. You own five shlom yourself. And the other five are in their meshubad. Their meshubad, they're meshubadas. Someone bought some property from you worth five shlom, and that's meshubad to you. So, what do you do? Who the savar milvak suva tayra suva star dami? He holds the milvak suva tayra is like star, and therefore a milvak suva tayra you are allowed to collect from the kuchas, because milvak suva star tayra suva star dami. Vididei, his own chayiv was before he sold his field, because his chayiv is around for 20 years, at least 20 years. He had a baby ready. Vididei, not around 20 years. Vididei ozel. His own thing, Azul Tarav Mishabdi, he go collect from Mishabdi. The Kohen go collect from Mishabdi. He says, well, my Chayiv was first. Vahani Chamish B'nei Chayiri and Parak Lebrei, that he uses for his son. So he's saying, Rabbi Yehuda's saying is, do the son. Why? Because if you do yourself, for the son, you won't be able to collect from Lekuchas. Why not? Because Lekuchas came first, before the baby was born. So therefore, he says, the good Eitzah type is, pay the son's Chayiv up with your five in cash. Now you have no cash left. And now, the Kohen can collect your Pidyon HaBen from the Kuchas. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what he says, B'noi Kadam. It means pay the Pechayim for the son. But Baron Savri, it's not Negeah. Milvak Suva Ter, Laf Suva Shdardam. You can't collect from Kuchas anyway. Hilkoch now is only have five Shlom cash. That's all you have. Hilkoch Mitzvah Didei Adu. So really it comes out, the Machlekes Yehuda and Rabban really is Milvak Suva Ter, Suva Shdardam. That's really the Machlekes, and nothing to do with whose mitzvah is first. It's an interesting way of changing over the machlokes, and it comes out that that's the whole machlokes over here. Right, he says, right, don't say it, don't ask like that. Yeah, he says, the verse because of mitzvahs are love. So he's saying, so Rashi explains, we know what mitzvahs are love means? Since mitzvahs are love, so it came before the lekuchas. It's around for years. That's what he learned. That's the taicha. That's what Rashi says. The height of the commission, mitzvahs are love, the commission of nishtabdu, or it's in the chasm kain. The Shiva was there from before already. It was there first. That's the Rashi explains. But it's an interesting way of touching up Machlokes Yehuda and Rabbanan. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Chomesh Shloim Shel Ben. When you talk about the five Shloim of a Pidyon HaBen, B'mono Tzuri. you collect with, you pay with the mana tsuri. It's a certain type of mana, and the Gemara is going to explain how much that's worth. And Met Hashem, we'll probably see it today, and that's a very lot of chesbonis there. Shloish Mishal Eved, the Chamish Mishal Oynes. Shloish Mishal Eved is when a Shar kills the Eved, the Chamish Mishal Oynes Shal Mefata, that's certain Knas, of Oynes Mefata, Meir Shal Meir Shemra, also a Knas. Kulam, those monies go, but Shekel Kodesh Mano Tzuri. It goes with the Shekel Kodesh of Mano Tzuri. That's the way you chaps it up. What? The same, it's a very good question. For some reason, we split it up. We split it up for some reason.
No, what's the actual
word for Shekel Kodesh? Oh, Mora asked the Kasha. Mora Daphnun Aleph asked the Kasha, what do you do with those extra words? Hasu Lomali. So Mora says that, it depends because it doesn't say Shekolim there in the Parasha. That's what Mora says. It doesn't say Shekolim in the Parasha, that's the Shekel Kodesh. We'll see him at the Shem. That's a good question. But Kulam Niftum, Mekatsu, Mekatsu, all these things is, Pidraben, Tzoyish Vilever, Maita Shemra. You give him Shava Kesef. You give him, your fancy jacket with a car. You don't have to give him money. You don't have to give him cash. Kesef, Shava Kesef. Chutz Meshkolim. But Shkolim, that means the Shkolim, you gave him the Mesa Mikdash. The Chatz Mach Sashakl has to be cash. You cannot give anything instead of the cash.
That's
the Mach Sashakl, which is cash. Shkolim. It wasn't one of the things in the Mishnah. No. Mach Sashakl that is given in Lushka and Adar. Adar give Mach Sashakl. That's why we give, Erev Perm. Mach Shazekh the Mach Sashakl.
So what's the whole mission saying that's monetary, but doesn't need to be monetary?
There has to be the worth, the value of monetary. How do you figure out 5 slum? Is it $5 bills, 5 quarters, 5 what? So five slum in the amount of monetary. So that's you have to figure out these days. The whole big shala had to figure out these days how much money it's worth. It's a whole thing. So let's see what the Gemara says over here. Tell in the Mishnah, monaturi. My monaturi. You have a question? My monaturi. I'm sure you did. No, they have 7 months, yeah. My monaturi. Om Ravasi, monosoturi. Ravasi says it's monosoturi. He holds that it's the same thing. The monosoturi of the Zman Gemara was the same level as the same amount, same worth, same value as monaturi. In the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah. So he says, they asked him, like, what's the Mishnah? Say, Mishnah Shotsuri, use the Mishnah Shotsuri. How much is Mishnah Shotsuri? So Mishnah Shotsuri, every Sela is worth 4 Zuz, and every Zuz is worth 2.5 Pshitim. Like, that's a certain amount. It's like a penny. I'm saying it's a penny in those days, a certain weight. And that's how it is. Mishnah Shotsuri was 4 Zuzim that's what the Rashi speaks out. It's Mishnah Shotsuri. So Rashi holds the same thing as Mishnah Shotsuri. Rav Ami Amar, no. That the way you shots it up these days is with the dinner arva, with the Arabian dinner. That means the mana tsuri in the Gemara's days was worth much more than the mana tsuri in the Mishnah's days. How do you figure the mana tsuri in Mishnah's days? You have to use the dinner arva, which the Arabian arva was lighter than the mana tsuri. Seven dinner tsuris were 10 dinner arva. That's what it was. I mean, 7 mana tsuri was 10 dinner arva. So it was around 78%. But there was this is how much it was. No, 70%. We make it simple. 70%. 70% means that 7 tsuris of those days fit into 10 dinner arva. Very simple. Not so complicated. It was a little bit lighter, like a third lighter, we'll call it. It's not really a third, 30% lighter. That's what Rav Ami says. Let's say you want to give 5 slotim, so you have to figure out in the ratio of 7 to 10, you have to give if you 10 to 7, really. So let's say in those days, it's 10 to 7, right? The ratio is 10 to 7. So you have to give 5 dinrim, there's 5 slum, you have to give like 5 slum of Arabian slum, which comes out 5 Arabian slum is these days 3.5 tsuris. 3.5 tsuri. So these days, if you want to give the money to the kohen, you take 3.5 tsuri and give it to the kohen. You have to say 5 slum. It's 3.5. Slum? No. 3.5 slum is the same value as 5 slum in the time of the Mishnah, and that's how much Chavesh slum was. Got that? Three, yeah? So that's Rav Ami's shita. Rashi held it was the same mount. Rav Ami holds this is a shir. Rav Chanina Amar Istur Asarshia Mizamna Tamya Vedindra. He holds it was a different shir, and he holds the shir is like this: that eighth sela of those days is like 6 1/4 of these days. Eight then it was 6 1/4 of these days. That's how much it was. Eight slum of then it was like 6 1/4 of these days. So it's 6.25 over 8. And you can figure it out again. You have to try to figure it out. If you wanted to give 5 slum of those days, how much was it? Yeah, that's a little bit harder to do. That's 78%. So there you have to figure out the 78%, how much the difference is. But it also be 6.25 over 8 to figure out the difference between the seller of Amal and the seller of today.
But you get 5... All these
five shlom. Maybe 5 shlom. What is 5 shlom? So what is 5 sela?
So that's you're giving 5 istri sarsu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guard that istri sarsu could mean sela. So it means 5 sela. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And before it meant dinner. So it doesn't mean. The shaila is what it means. It means 5. You have to give 20 dinner. 25, 20 dinarim, or meant dinner of Arva, and that's to figure out the seller. It was a big shayla. There was a tzad there, it was 7 over 40, but Lamayim said that's a shayab shot. So it really doesn't mean 7 over 40, it means 7 over 10. There was a tzad, it meant 7 over 40. But the bottom line is, we're saying is, this is the bottom line shot. We have the cheshbon, this is that Rav Asi holds the same thing, Rav Ami holds it's 7 over, you know, it's 7 over 10, and he holds 6.25 over 8. And that's the difference. It got heavier to this amount. It was a more value in it. The seller these days, 6.25 of those can make 8 of the ones that are 200 years ago.
And
what it's saying is there a sarsia? It means old slotim that are sold. Eight of them you could buy 8 of them with 6.25.
It's 6.25.
What? Which one's 6.25? It's a good question. But the Zavar Tam de Bedinra. What?
It says 8 for dinner.
Right. So you have to figure out that every. It's a good question. So the answer is like this: that every dinner, there's 6 1/4. In every dinner, is 25 zuz. And every 25 zuz, there's 6 1/4 slotim. And every dinner zov, there's 25 zuz. 25 zuz is how much slotim? Every sela is 4. So let's figure it out. In 20 is 5 sela. In 24 is 6 sela. And you have 1 zuz left. And 1 zuz left is out of 4. It's a quarter. So everything is 6 1/4. So if you say there's 8 in a dinner zov, that means it's 8 connected 6 1/4. Yeah, so let's go ahead and point it out. That was not clear. So it's 8 6 1/4. I don't have to follow the chesed, but it's 8 in a dinner zav, because dinner zav is 6 1/4. Because in dinner zav those days, the 8 was connected to that. So istura sarsim is zavna tamnya b'dinra. That it's sold, it's called the istura sarsim, the old sela, which is sold 8 in a dinner.
Just 3.9?
What?
3.9?
Right? No, not 3.9. No. Not why 3.9?
Because it's 6.25.
That could be 3.9. Yeah, it's like 78%. Yeah, do 3.9 twice. It's around 78. Do that times two. 78. Exact number. Yes, 7.8.125. Exact number.
6.25.
I know. Yeah, that's the exact number. That's it's 7.8.125 is the exact number. That's the exact number. That's the exact number. That works out. 7. No, because we're talking about the bigger number 10. We're talking with tens. That's why. That's the exact number. 7.8.125. That's the exact number. I don't know if it brings down here, but yeah. But you did a good chesed. That means a good chesed. You did times two. Yes, it was. So we already had 3 pshatim, and now we're going to go to Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says it also stayed the same, like Rav Ami, like Rav Asi. But he's going to say how that works, and Mitzvah Shem will clear that tomorrow. And tomorrow's das is the top Amid. Let's finish reading the last words of Amid. It's the old seller which sells 8 today in a dinner, which is connected 6 1/4, like you just said. Chamish v'nayo, 5 of those are pidyon haben. 5 slaim is pidyon haben. It's the old seller which is 8 thin, and 5 of those slaim is for pidyon haben. So we had so far three pshatim in Monoturi, and tomorrow we'll continue with Rabbi Yochanan.